Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hi, guys. We are back from the dead.
We're back. Surprise. We're not dead.
I bet you thought you'd seen The Last of Us.
We did not get canceled. We just decided to take a breather for a second.
Yeah. I mean, we've been podcasting weekly for what, over 3 years?
Three and a half years.
We just needed to
Holy shiz.
Yeah.
That's actually insane, Rachel. That's older than my children. Some of them.
One of them. No, for real though. Wait. We've been doing this for a long time. Like, I think we deserved a little break.
That's literally half of the time that I've been an esthetician.
Wow. That is insane. No, it is crazy.
Holy crap. Think of how many hours we've talked.
I know. Seriously. Holy crap. Like, it's been a really cool, like, learning and talking with different professionals. Like,
wait, honestly. Like, self-reflection.
Kudos to us. Tap myself on the back. I'm proud of us.
We're amazing. Well, we're back. After Georgia. Let's catch up. We went to Georgia at the beginning of the month for Skin Games, and it was so awesome. We got to meet so many people and estheticians, professionals, skincare lines, and it was just so fun. And then after Georgia, we had very opposing schedules, and this is a big reason why we are starting to slow down a little bit with the podcast. Just like Rachel works almost every single day.
Yeah, I picked up a new day and so I only have one day off, which I'm like scrambling to do a million things on my day off.
Yeah, and the day that she has off is my busiest mother day of the week. And so it's just been really hard to coordinate our schedules. And so naturally we're having to step back a little bit with podcasting. We're still here. We're still the Skin Club and we'll still be doing merch drops. But our episodes are going to be a little bit less frequent than they have been over the last 3.5 years. Mainly just due to life. We love podcasting. It's so fun and we get to connect with so many of you guys. But for the sake of our mental health and our families and the seasons of life that we're in with work, we do need to step back a little bit. So don't miss us too much, but we're still here to support and help you guys. Here in the industry, we're just needing a little bit less work on our current workload.
It's to avoid burnout so we don't disappear completely.
100%. So yeah, that's a little catch up of what's happening with the podcast. But let's dive into our normal favorites, updates, and a little Dear Esty.
Oh boy. Okay.
Tell me.
Yeah, so let's start with our updates. So we did go to Georgia for the Skin Games, which was amazing. We got to see so many of our colleagues. We saw Michael, we saw Maddie. We got to talk with so many of the different contestants competing in the Skin Games, and it really is really amazing to see all of the competitors there and just how supportive everyone is of each other and the energy and everyone cheering each other on. The award ceremony was amazing. It was so much fun. So I'm really grateful that we were able to go to that and meet a lot of estheticians on the opposite side of the country from us.
Yeah.
Like there's so many people, because I feel like we're familiar with a lot of our West Coast people. We know our California Esties, our Utah Esties.
Oregon, Washington, Texas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. All the states over here. We know those Esties, but like we're not. At least I feel like I'm not super familiar with a lot of SGs over on the east side of our country. And so that was really cool to go meet a ton of SGs over there and make further connections.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. So yeah, Skin Games was really fun. We may go next year. And if you guys haven't yet gotten the opportunity to look into it, and if you're someone that's really wanting to just level up and push yourself in ways that you haven't yet in the industry, these games are intense. Like, it's literally like the Olympics. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, it was really cool to watch. And it was so cute for the award show to see everyone just be so proud of themselves, and to see other estheticians cheer each other on was really inspiring too. It kind of like lights a fire under your bum again of just being excited to be in the industry, you know?
Yeah,
So
totally.
that was awesome. What else is new with you?
So I also went and got some skin cancer checks. So
Yes.
here's your reminder. Get your, I'm gonna sneeze. One second.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
I passed. Okay. Here's your
Mm-hmm.
reminder. Go to your dermatologist and get your skin checked. I luckily no cancer, no skin
Amazing.
cancer. I'm religious about my sunscreen, but my husband did say I could talk about this. I had him get his skin checked because he had like a little red freckle under his eye that started morphing and getting a little bigger. And so I was worried about it. I had him go in, and sure enough, it was basal cell carcinoma. And so he had to get 2 layers cut out of his skin. He's got a big hole under his eye. He doesn't care. He likes scars. He thinks they make him look
So cool.
tough, you know. But I've had him using Hydrenity's restorative HA, and it's been healing up so nicely. Like, it's looking so much better. So he did. He said I could talk about this, but it's just your reminder to make sure you are getting your skin checked. Skin cancer is so common, and it can be so scary if it's not caught early enough. And I'm just so grateful that, honestly, I caught that for him
Yeah.
because I mean, he's a mountain biker. He loves to golf. He's always outdoors and in the sun. And so he also never wears sunscreen. And so I did tell him, I'm like, hey, like, this should be enough for you to
This is
start.
like a little I told you so.
Exactly. I'm like, you need to start wearing sunscreen. So he has been, and I'm proud of him.
Good.
I'm really proud of him. So yeah, we did that. That's an update. Also, I'm so excited. I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but Alita and I got tickets to go see Jake Shane.
Yes, that's what is that in a month?
Like a month or two, I think.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So that will be so fun. He's hilarious. If you're not familiar with Jake Shane, look him up on TikTok. He also has a podcast. He's an icon. I also got tickets to see Brandon Lake. For any of my Christian girlies out there, he is on tour right now. He's a phenomenal Christian singer, so I'm excited to see that concert. I'm trying to get through my updates really fast so I don't take up the full episode.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, I also, so fun, had an esthetician friend, listener visit town, and I got to do her makeup for a wedding she was
So
going to,
cute.
which was so fun. It's always such an honor when someone wants to come get their makeup done by me. And
Yeah.
so that was a lot of fun, doing her makeup and meeting her, because you know, online you feel like you know people. Oh, Revive has a 1 year party coming up for 1 year at the new location coming in the next couple of weeks. So we're planning for that. Lots of fun giveaways. Excited for that. Oh, okay. This will be my last one. So I started macro counting with Alita's employee, Hannah Jo. She is phenomenal. She seriously, she lights a fire under my butt. And she's so kind about it too. Like, she's so kind because
Yeah.
I think it can be really scary. I'm someone who, like, I love Chick-fil-A. I love McDonald's. I love my fast food. Like, I could eat out every day and, like, feel fine. It doesn't make me sick because I think my body's gotten used to it. And so this past week, I've been eating nothing but whole foods and I feel amazing. I don't bloat.
Yeah.
I've always been a chronic bloater, specifically in my gut area, and I have felt amazing. And it's crazy because I'm eating so much more food,
Isn't that insane?
which is crazy because you'd think, like, oh, eat less. No, eating more, but good quality foods, high protein, less carbs, less fats. I could eat so many fats. I could eat peanut butter tubs a day, but it's been really great. And so if you're someone who you struggle with food and you're wanting to make healthier choices, I highly suggest booking with Hannah at Flourish, and Alita will she talk more about it. But I'm so excited. This is my first week working with her. I'm doing, what am I doing? 12 weeks, I think. Yeah, I'm doing 12 weeks with her. And so I'm really excited to see how I feel and also how I'm looking, to be completely honest. Like, I'm so excited to see how my body looks, and hold on to less bloatage, because I have so
Seriously.
much less bloatage after just 1 week. And so that's also very exciting update for me, is counting macros with Hannah Jo.
Yeah, no,
So.
she's fantastic. So this program that we just launched is called our Nourish to Flourish program. And she really like, so Hannah Jo has done bodybuilding several different times, several different shows. And so obviously that's like an extreme macro counting and like really regimented workout plan and everything. And she's not doing that. That's not a sustainable, honestly, and frankly, not always the healthiest thing to do. But she's extremely disciplined. But I've never seen someone do bodybuilding while eating such whole foods. She does not eat any processed food, like at all, which a lot of bodybuilders are just slamming like low fat this and sugar free bars and protein shakes and whatever. She doesn't do that. And so it's been so cool to like see her do bodybuilding. I'm going to say in a healthier way, I guess. But at the same time, she's very educated. She has certificates and whatnot for nutrition coaching. And so it's really fun to see her also know the extreme of balance and to be able to hold people accountable. She like is very not intimidating, but she's a very like serious person. Like she's very what's the word? Like what does this mean?
Like, no bullshit. Like, she will hold you accountable, but in a loving way.
Extremely loving.
Yes.
Like, and so you're like, you want to impress her almost in that way. Like
Yes.
she's someone that is so disciplined. It's what's that guy's name that people talk about? Oh, what's his name? D David Goggins.
Oh,
Where it's
yeah.
like he is so no BS. And so you feel like you literally can't make an excuse because he does everything and like doesn't complain about it. That's how it is with Hannah Jo. But she has so much like love and care. She understands that life happens, but she very much encourages you to get back on track. Not even for the sake of to look a certain way, unless if that's like your main drive. But for example, for me, she's like, I know that today's a super busy day for you. So here's your reminder, like feel your body. Your body deserves it. You're going to feel better. And like, I love that because it's especially in my season, it's really nice to have someone care about you also eating enough while you're expanding yourself to feed your children and to do all these other things. And so it's nice to feel like someone cares about my own health. So yeah, I've been working with her. Honestly, I really feel so much better working with her. I have found out that I am just a severe chronic under eater. I typically daily hit close to 150 grams of protein and I have no problem doing that, but I can do that and only hit like 1,000 calories in a day. And because I'm gluten free primarily, it's not my on the forefront of my mind to always prioritize carbohydrates and fats and things. And so I eat a lot of protein, but I don't eat enough in the end of all the other macronutrients or micronutrients, frankly, for that matter. So I do love working with her. It's been really fun. Rachel and I are getting snatched for IECSE.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
going to be so fun. But yeah, just my life updates. I've just been busy with my children. I'm really stepping back from a lot of work. Well, I've been busting my bum to complete a lot of work so that come summer, I'm really taking a step back because I'm having a midlife crisis, a quarter life crisis, actually, not quite midlife, but quarter life crisis with my daughter going to preschool or no, kindergarten
Kindergarten.
this fall. And I'm just like not okay. And it's made me reflect a lot on just needing to scale back on work and If you guys know me, you know I've had a bazillion little side hustles and hobbies, from whether it's podcasting to my courses that I do, to my trainings and to my classes and everything that I offer. And I'm just like ready to step back and enjoy the fruits of my labor for a second and just be present with my family during this time that my kids are starting school. So that's what I've been up to. Another thing is I'm determined to teach myself how to do my own nails. So I've been on Amazon and on TikTok, and I think I know how to do luminary. In my head, I know exactly how to do luminary, but my actual gels and polishes and stuff get here today and tomorrow. All of my other stuff from Amazon, like my light, my drill, my files, my pickers, my whatevers, have all come already. And so tomorrow is my day of execution to see, to put my TikTok binging to the test of if I can actually execute. And then I'll do your
Yes,
nails.
let me know how it goes because I've been doing my own just with gel, but
Love
it would be
that.
so much healthier if I did luminary. So I'm curious to see how it goes with you because I feel like I do a decent job with
No,
gel.
they
Like,
look so
you don't
good.
want to look too close because you'll see imperfection. That's my
Wait.
non-dominant hand. Don't look at that one.
But yours looks
So,
so good.
like, it's not terrible. Like, it's definitely not professional, but I mean, it does the job.
How often do you do them?
See, I probably do them every like 2 weeks.
Okay. Love that. Yeah, I was booking an appointment with a nail tech locally, and she told me how much it was. And I used to pay that same amount to go every 6 weeks, and she does hers, she books out every 2 weeks.
Oh,
And I'm
wow.
like, I'm sorry. Like, I respect that this is literally your job, but I drive so far, and then that means I have to get a babysitter every
Yeah.
2 weeks for an hour and a half. And I frankly can't do that. Like, I can't afford that.
That's hard.
So I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do it from home.
Yeah.
And I'm a little artsy here and there. And so I'm like, I think I could do it. We'll see. We'll
I
see.
think you got it.
So yeah, that's my newest endeavor. My newest hyperfixation is learning how to do my nails. And I've been, let's see. Oh, planning some fun summer trips.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm planning to go to Montana, and I'm dragging Rachel with me. Also planning some IECSE, and in the fall we're planning our fall Newport trip. So I'm excited. I need to plan vacations to get me through the next 6 months.
My gosh, especially the summers here in Arizona, they're so hot. And
Yeah.
for a lot of people, aesthetics can get slow in the summer. Like, everyone's out of town, everyone's leaving, people don't do as advanced treatments. Doesn't mean you still can't be busy, but I feel like generally a lot of people slow down, and so
Yeah.
it's nice to have things to look forward to
Totally.
and to plan. So I'm here for it. I'm here
Yeah.
for all the trips.
Seriously, pay for them in advance so that you're not stressed out during
Right? No, for
the
real.
season. But let's see, weekly favorites. Any favorites that you've had over the last month or so?
Oh, yes. Okay. So I did forget to mention, I colored my own hair.
Yeah, it
I
looks
was,
so good.
thank you. I was going for like a, I, okay, I've never had my professional color analysis done, but for me, I feel like I always look good with warmer tones. Like, I've tried to do the cool thing and I never like how I look with cool tones, but I feel like when I do warm tones, like my features just come alive more. So I was going for like a red brown and I accidentally went a little too dark. It's like nearly black, but it's fine. Like, I've had this hair color before.
Yeah.
I just need a spray tan and fill
Oh,
in my eyebrows
wait, come
and
over.
it'll be fine.
I'll spray you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I've literally adopted that I'm going to do all of my own self-care. So I spent hundreds of dollars so that I don't have to spend half of that going to someone
Yeah,
else.
no, I really should. And I love the color you use
It's so
with
good.
your tanner. So maybe I will come over tonight.
Yeah,
I did
let's do it.
microneedle like 4 days ago. You think that's fine?
Yeah, you're
It's,
fine.
I'm not worried.
It's all peeling off anyways.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, weekly favorite. So I colored my hair, but this whole thing started with, because I ran out of shampoo. So I went to the professional hair store And I was getting some shampoo, and then I saw color, and then that's how I got carried away with it. But my weekly favorite. So the girl at the front was telling me about the brand. It's like Briogeo.
Yeah.
So they have, I've talked about this before on the podcast. I get some dandruff and buildup in my scalp, and you really can see it with dark hair. So she's telling me that there's this scalp spray that you spray in your scalp 15 minutes before you get in the shower, you rub it in. Let it sit and it like picks up all the metals and
Oh.
gross stuff out of your scalp. And then you get in the shower and you use their shampoo. Their shampoo has salicylic acid in it, different AHAs, and charcoal. And you massage that into the scalp and it's like an icy hot sensation.
Oh my
Like it feels
gosh.
amazing on your scalp. And my hair has felt so good and my scalp health has felt so good since using that.
Really?
Like I am a really big fan. I've only used it one time, but I'm already such a big fan of it. And like it doesn't make my hair feel like sticky or like not clean. Like I still feel like I'm getting a good clean from that shampoo. So the scalp spray and the shampoo, those are my two current weekly favorites as a dandruff, lots of buildup scalp
Yeah.
girly.
Oh, I love that. I need to get that. Like, does it
Yes.
work though on like super dry hair? Because my hair's like more so
Dry.
dry.
That I do not know. Honestly, I feel like you probably would be fine. Because how often are you washing your hair?
Like twice a week.
I feel like you'd be fine. I mean, do you
Okay.
put like other things in your hair?
Not really.
Test out mine. You can use some of mine. See
Okay.
how your skin scalp feels.
Okay.
But
I'll do
that's
it.
great. What are
Love it.
yours?
Okay. I went to Free People and got some shorts. They're Montana shorts and then they're other like mid-thigh length shorts. And they're just so cute. And it's literally full-blown summer here in Arizona. So it's short season. I'm already wearing my neon shirts and I'm just stoked. I'm stoked for summer. Oh, speaking of that too, I got a swimsuit from Skeety.
Oh, I've heard skating is like the best for swimmies.
Yes. Whenever I think of Skeety, I think of Sydney Shore.
Me
Yeah.
too. She's a skating
She is
girl.
Skeety girl. So I got a super cute one. I posted about on Instagram a few days ago, but it's like this really cute blue tie-dye looking swimsuit, and I'm just excited to
Wait, I
wear
need to see. I don't know if I saw it. You posted
Oh,
it?
yes, I did. I'll show
Wait, I
you.
watched all
It's
your
so cute.
stories. How did I miss that?
It's this one.
Oh, wait, yes, I did see that.
Yeah, it's so cute. I'm like, does the body come with it?
Oh my gosh,
Anyways,
when
this
you
model's
literally look
amazing.
like that model.
Oh, you're nice. That's the goal. So, anyways, that's what I got. And I'm just so excited for summer. Summer cannot come soon enough. I don't mind the heat, but it is nice to escape it when you want to.
Oh
You
my
know?
gosh. Yeah, no, it hits a point in Arizona when you're like, I'm done. I'm
Yeah.
so done.
Yes. So, yeah. And then just, it's been really nice, honestly, like having a little bit more breaks between podcasting and just being able to hang out with Rachel more because we don't get to hang out much outside of podcasting. And it seems
No.
like now, just with our schedules, anytime that we can hang out, we have to work, unfortunately. And so that's another big reason too, guys, that we're just like wanting to just be girls, you know?
I feel like
We
it's
work too
been,
much.
yeah, I feel like it's been really healing for our relationship. Not that
Yes.
our relationship needed healing, but I feel like it just feels very healing to me.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, because we've been doing this for so long. And like
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like too personal, but it's like we started our whole friendship really like grew podcasting. And so stepping back from it has just been really nice to just like enjoy the fruits of our time
Have a
of
friendship
podcasting.
without work.
Yes, seriously. And like on a more serious note, like work has just become all consuming with our lives, like at least in like my personal friendships. Like I work with two of my best friends and I like my mother-in-law works with me. Like so many of like my friends now work with me and
Yeah.
I feel like I just can't escape work and I'm just in a time of my life and I think you are too where we just like we need as much playtime as we have work time because of how much we work.
Oh, 100%. Like I've not posted on my Instagram feed since Georgia, and I have felt amazing. I've picked up new hobbies. It's been
Okay,
great.
can we talk about this? Can we talk about what's going on social media? Like, I think so many people are getting the ick of social media right now.
Yeah, I am.
Like, I literally had a whole therapy session
Did you?
about just like feeling, I thought it was like insecurities and imposter syndrome, which I think a part of it is because of social media. But then I was talking with my sister, my therapist, and she's like, "Do you not see the insecurity of like what you're telling me from other people posting?" Like, for example, people being so definitive, like, "This is the only way to do this," or "You have to use this skincare in order for your skin to be this way. You have to do these treatments," or "You have to take this supplement. You have to do this lifestyle." And it's the extremist mentality that makes me feel like I'm not doing enough,
Yeah.
or that I am not enough because I'm not as regimented as this person appears to be online when I just see 30 seconds of their entire 24-hour day.
Yeah.
And it's like my own insecurities, of course, like of just not feeling like I am rich enough or am enough in a different sense of business owner or esthetician or health coach. And I compare myself to people who, like, online we act like we have it all together and that everything's going well. And that's honestly probably not always the case for most people, but you show the highlights
Yeah.
most of the time. And I know that like people talk about this literally all of the time, but it's just got into my head and I'm just so icked out right now with so many things. And especially just recently, more so just with social media, I feel so turned off by it. Everything is fake on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed.
Yeah. Honestly, I have been feeling that too.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly have been so happy lately not consuming so much media. Like, truthfully,
Yes.
I started playing the piano again. I haven't played the piano in years. Like,
Oh.
I not focusing on aesthetics 24/7. Like, it's
Yeah.
honestly been so freeing.
Totally. Well, and we all compare ourselves to each other at the end of the day. Like,
Yeah.
we base a lot of our success and our values and whatever of the industry based off of other people in the industry.
Yeah.
And another thing that the more that I consume, the more I feel a need to step away. And I actually just talked about this morning on like my subscription page of just how many things are turning me off. All these new, like even skincare lines that I retail, launching new products. And I'm just like, meh, like I don't care. This, it's like a new laser, a new device, a new this. And everyone's just jumping on the train of obtaining it, which is great, like
Yeah.
growth, success for you. But I know now the back end of, okay, well, in order to get that laser, you need an $80,000 down payment, and now you're going to be 6 grand in the toilet every month. And just for what? To prove that you could pay for that?
And then how many years is that going to take to pay it off?
Yes. Well, and I was saying too this morning on the thing, I was like, when these reps come and talk to me with skincare lines, they're like, "Oh, just add an extra $4,000 and I'll throw in something else." And it's like, I
Extra four
don't
thousand
care.
dollars.
I don't care. Well, and or it's another like laser rep that now I've learned, which has very been icky to me, that a lot of these skincare lines who are getting double-blinded studies or getting tested through Stanford or the Mayo Clinic or whatever, you can pay anyone to give you a good result. In America, you actually, it's it, everyone and everything can be bought out. A result or a test study can be bought,
That's
which is so frustrating.
insane and unethical.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, it can happen. And I know this because I talked to a laser rep who said, "Oh, they paid for that study."
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed. And now I just feel a need to just sit back and watch as we see things unfold, whether it's mishaps with devices long term, of like, yeah, we thought we were doing great by the skin, but turns out it wasn't the best thing. Or same with different ingredients. There's a new one every freaking day. And then it's like, okay, well, then tomorrow it's bad. And then next year it's great. And then we circle back in 5 years and learn how damaging it was. I'm sick of it. I'm just so turned off
It's
by
this constant battle in your head
it's
of I
never
need
enough.
this, I need this. Yeah,
Yes,
exactly. It's
and
never enough. And
it's a show
yeah.
of like who can afford what or who's on the latest and greatest and who's ahead of the trend. And I'm just exhausted. And it's so much a financial burden to keep up with people. And I just feel a need to step back and sit on my hands and put my card in my wallet or burn
Well,
it.
I also think too, which I've talked to a lot of the girls at Revive about, is like there's constantly going to be things that are coming out, and like, yeah, it's good to like learn and keep up with your education, but we've made it this far clearing clients. We've made it this far smoothing out scarring. We've made
Yeah.
it this far working with wrinkles. Why do we feel like we need to keep adding more and more and
Yes.
more when we have tools already as it is
Yeah.
that have made us successful?
Well, and like let's look back at the estheticians in the last 30, 40 years ago who were clearing skin without devices, guys. They weren't spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on devices.
Yeah.
They weren't doing that. And so not like no shade to devices. I mean, I literally have several in my office, but I am just to a point that I'm like, I'm content. I clear skin. I help pigment. I help scarring. I'm good. I'm good. And then I have rep after rep after rep coming in, trying to sell me on this thing and talking shit about another company. And I'm like, I don't care.
Which I don't
I'm
know if reps
done.
know that, but that is a big red flag to me.
Yes.
Like, if you're talking negatively about another brand, that is a huge red flag to me that you have to put down another brand to make yourself seem better. Like, just talk about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big red flag in my eyes.
Yes. Well, and also considering also another big approach that we take at Flourish is treating the skin from the inside out. I'm like, oh my gosh, like if I can just convince a client to do a different approach for this one time, I'm saving myself $500,000 from having to get that other laser.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it worth it? And I do have to think too, because my business is almost to a point that I'm finally profiting myself, like paying myself. And I have to think, okay, so if I decide to get this new device, or if I open up another skincare or another account with another skincare line, I'm gonna spend $5,000 there or $80,000 for a down payment here. And to like myself on a personal level, that's like, can I move closer to Flourish and be closer to family in a new home? Could I have my kid another activity? Do I have to work another day at Flourish to make up for whatever that payment's going to be, just in case? Like at the end of the day, the
Yeah.
payment always comes back to me paying it off. And so I feel a lot of pressure to perform when I make another big, hefty decision such as that. So, anyways, if anyone else is feeling this way, know that you're not alone and that. Like we can all just like take a step back. Like we're doing so much and we're all doing so well and we can just like enjoy the fruits of our labor. We don't have to hustle, hustle, hustle 24/7 because I think so many of us are getting burnt out to the point like where it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, no, 100%. It takes the passion out of it and makes everything feel like a drag, and
Yes.
you don't want to feel that way.
No. So sorry for that long tangent and rant, but that's just been on my mind lately. And I just feel like people can relate.
100%. I think a lot of people are feeling that.
Yeah.
And so here's your permission. It's okay to step back from socials. It is okay.
Yep.
Can I rant about something?
Please.
So this has been on my mind recently because one of my friends in this industry shared on her private story that she was being talked about negatively in an esthetician group chat. And it is so disappointing to me because, I mean, one, I'm so grateful. And have no part in any esthetician group
Yeah,
chats. Like, I'm glad I stay in my lane. Like,
totally.
it's just so shocking to me that we're all out here trying our best, trying to grow clientele, and that there's little pockets of group chats talking negatively. And it's just weird, mean girl behavior. I don't understand. Like, if you're talking about if someone's posting that they have openings and making fun of them for that, like,
Is
yeah.
that
Oh, yeah, that was one of the things they were being rude about. Yeah. And it's just so disappointing to me because it's like, okay, if you're going to do that, that's going to instill in people to be afraid to share.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how seasoned you are, I've been in this industry for 7 years and I'm still posting when I have openings.
Yes, and
You
that's okay.
know,
That's
it's
normal.
normal. I'm not booked 100% every single day I work. Like, there's some
Yeah.
days where I have one or two clients, and like, that's just reality.
Yep.
That's how it is. And so I think just everyone being nice. It's just so disappointing when you see things like this, and it makes me so upset.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes it like really, my blood boils when I hear things like this. And it just honestly is a reflection of them and I think their own insecurities, because why are
Yeah.
you talking about someone else?
I've been the topic of many group chats and many book clubs that I know of that have happened. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
have fun talking. Have fun. At least you got something to talk about. Like, but seriously, that's the point of your life that you're in, that you have to tear other people down
Yeah.
to make yourself feel better about yourself. Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow the frick up.
It's just really, really disappointing. So I just want estheticians that listen to know that we are a safe space here. If you need anything,
Yeah.
please message us. Please know we are a safe space, because like that, it makes my heart so mad. Like,
Yeah.
and I think that's also like previous trauma too.
Totally. No, that makes
Just
my blood boil.
feeling so upset, but like it's we're adults.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, you're an adult and you're acting that way. That's embarrassing. That is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I see that, I get like mama bear for my girls. Like,
100%.
it's upsetting.
Yeah.
So anyways, just a reminder, be kind. Everyone is doing their best. And if you find yourself in a chat and they're talking negatively, like, just leave. Like, you don't want to be around people that do that anyways.
No, and just know that it always gets back to them, and they already know that you're talking about them, because
Oh, yeah.
there are nice people in those groups of mean girls
Yeah.
who do stand up for them when they're not forward facing to the mean girls, because they don't want them to turn on them. So they hide. And anyways, yeah, I've heard many stories of that, including ones that I've been talked about in, and it's really disappointing.
It
So
always gets out.
it always does. And karma's a B word, so have fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, okay.
Let's transition into Dear Esty.
So, updates and rants, dear
Yeah,
Esty.
love that.
Okay.
Some more girl chat. We're just catching up and being real with you guys because
Yeah.
it's been a minute.
Alrighty. Okay, first question for Dear Esty. What is the best services for a newbie? Okay, I would say you do not need a million things. Get some good back bar products. Get good with your hands and your massage. Having a good massage guarantee that will keep people coming back alone as it is. This is if you're a skin esthetician, depending like what your field is, whether that's waxing, makeup, whatever it is. But I feel like most of our listeners work with the skin. Get really good with your hands and massage. That is one thing that I feel like I pride myself on, is doing really good massages. And I do get good feedback from my clients, and that keeps people coming back when someone says like, oh my gosh, that's better than a full body massage. Like, they will come
So
back,
nice.
one, for the relaxation, but two, don't feel like you need to get a ton of devices. What I think you need to do is get some good products, maybe get some chemical peels, because the back bar end is not super expensive. Dermaplaning, that is such low overhead, and you can charge a good amount for that. And so I think doing services with low overhead just to get yourself started, and you can get great results, honestly, with just chemical peels alone. Like, I know we're just talking about different lasers and like
Yeah.
microneedling, things like that, which are phenomenal. But for like an anti-aging client, like, I think chemical peels are a little underrated. Like, our
Oh,
anti-aging
totally.
clients can 1000% benefit from chemical peels. And like the Glymed ones, those are pretty low overhead. Face Reality, I assume, are.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with
Yeah, they
them.
are low overhead, but I have the pickle with face reality right now, so we're not talking about
Oh,
that.
do you?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Is that
no.
something you can discuss here or when this stops?
I just feel like their quality is going down tremendously, very rapidly, and like they're reformulating things and it's not working as well as it used to. And I just feel like since they repackaged, their stuff has been not as good. So I'm just starting to, like raise some eyebrows at some brands that are just disappointing me lately. So I've been like scouring around for some new ones, and I found Mixi, which
Oh,
is,
I love Mixie.
yes,
Maddie.
Maddie's line. And so I'm actually switching out some of my like topicals for her stuff. So
Nice.
yeah,
That's
because
awesome.
like we love a queen who doesn't reformulate and dilute a batch, you know?
Totally. So, okay, that's interesting. But I guess to answer that question is just to start out with things with low overhead while you're starting out and growing your clientele. What
Okay.
would you say?
I think enzymes are also underrated. Like doing like a
Yeah.
nice enzyme along with, like if you can really master dermaplaning, a lot of people like the dermaplane for an instant gratification part of a service, especially when you're new and you're like needing good before and afters. Dermaplanes can provide like a really great glow, I think. And so using some enzymes and, like you said, some fun masks and things and good massage. Yeah, just perfect your massage. It's
Perfect.
fun. Yeah. So I don't have the list.
Oh, you don't? Here's the second one.
Thanks. Okay, I'm currently an SD student. How is your transition from SD school to professional work life? Okay, I really had a hard time in aesthetic school. I could not wait to get out of there. I think a lot of people start feeling that towards the end. But right out of school, I had a job as a receptionist at a waxing place. And then, as soon as I was officially licensed, then I became a waxer. And from there, I worked there for about a year before working with Rachel. And then I worked there for about 2.5 years before going solo. So I really enjoyed, honestly, starting off as a waxer. I feel like it made me a very efficient esthetician and quick and good at being in sticky, literally sticky situations and getting myself out of them, as well as being extremely confident over a situation because you have to be in charge. And I think that there have been times when, especially with facials, I'm like, oh, like, what are you doing today? Like, what do you want to do? And I didn't feel the need to take charge of a situation as much. Whereas with waxing, it's all on you. The client literally cannot do anything. It's all on you. And there's no questions there really. And so I think that starting off as a waxer was really fun, also to practice and learn more about ingredients with facials and stuff, because I obviously was still really new and learning about ingredients and different product lines and things before I could really set my opinions on services and products. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, it was challenging because I mean, I love my school. I had a really great experience, but once you're working in the field, it is going to be different and it's going to feel different. And so, I mean, I'm grateful for my experience. I was in a day spa where I was doing nails, waxing, pedicures, manicures. I was doing so many different things. And so I think that was a really good experience. Dipping my toes into different areas. And so that was good. But honestly, like some of like my worst experiences per se, I haven't had any crazy experiences, but like my growing pains were at that day spa because that was where I first was learning and getting confident talking to clients. And I think that also takes time too, is like communicating with your clients in a way that's professional, that which may sound so silly, but for me, like there's a line, I think, between like being friends and professional. And I think that was a learning thing for me as well, because I just want everyone to be my friend, but also
Yeah.
like I'm the professional and I need to act that way. And so, honestly, like there were growing pains, but I think it was a good thing.
I've always found it so interesting. Like there are clients I would take bullets for. But I don't feel there are several clients that I would really consider someone that like I would call up, like if I was in a pickle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I do love all of my clients, but I do feel like I have a very professional relationship. Even though like we get deep in the conversations in the treatment room, I don't know. Do you feel like you would like call any of your clients or like that there's some that you would be like, let's hang out?
I like feel friends with them, but like I don't know if I necessarily. It's
It's
interesting.
like seeing your teacher out of like in the
It,
wild. Do you know what I
yeah,
mean?
it's like because you only know them in that setting, but like
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a couple of clients that are cops, so I'm like, if I were ever in a pickle, I'd be like, I need you.
Oh yeah.
So I feel like that.
I see some of my clients like out and about, but I'm just like it
Yeah.
almost feels like HIPAA violation to say hi, but like I always say hi, but I'm just like, do you like want people to know that like we see
Yeah,
each other? Do you know
totally,
what I mean?
totally.
I'm like, I feel like a mistress.
That's
You
hilarious.
know?
That's
It's just
so
like,
funny. Yeah.
I just like feel, I don't know. It's like if I saw my dentist, like I probably wouldn't say hi.
Yeah. No, it is. That's you. I think you coined it when you said it's like seeing a teacher for sure.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, next one. What is something you didn't learn in school that you learned in the work field? Oh, that's a good question. What is something you didn't learn in school that you were learned in the work field? Honestly, like a lot. And not in like a negative way that like I didn't learn a lot in school because I did. But when I left school, I was like not confident with chemical peels whatsoever, which is scary.
Yeah.
Chemical peels can be scary if you're not confident. So honestly, going to Revive and learning with my boss, Marky, like she taught me everything I needed to know about chemical peels. And now I'm so confident with them and I love them. So I really learned a lot to like just honing in on my specific treatments. So like at Revive, we're very result driven. And so honing in on peels, microneedling techniques. So I would say specific techniques and confidence is more so what I learned outside of school, where school I learned what they do, how you do it, but I wasn't confident
Hands on.
hands-on.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. I think my biggest thing that I did not learn a lick about in school was social media
Yeah.
and how to do social media, which and how much that would actually impact my career for better, for worse. And I think treatment wise, I think what I didn't learn in school, gosh, most everything.
You didn't have a good school
No, I did
experience.
not. But I will say, like, I really attribute a lot of the knowledge that I have about peels to working at Revive. Like, that I remember texting Marky frequently being like, so help. Like, it helped so much having someone who knew how to do them and knew what the outcome would be. You know, I think that a lot of like the benefits of working for someone is their experience and their expertise of being able to predict an outcome
And
when,
texting them whenever you need if you're stressed.
oh yeah. And I see it now even with some of my girls who are newer with peels. It's like
Yeah.
I forget how nerve-wracking they were
Oh,
in the
yeah. The
beginning.
first time you see a ton of frosting, you like want to cry.
Oh yeah, the first time I got freaking pictures of a client's pigment lifting, I was like, oh my gosh, you look like you just got slapped by a cat. Like,
Oh, same. The first time that happened to me is Thanksgiving.
no.
And I left the family party and I was like, Marky, I'm gonna cry. My client just sent me a picture and she has brown stripes on her face.
Yep, it's terrifying.
It's normal and it helps to for someone to be like, no, like that's okay, that's expected.
Oh, I have not done a peel in years on
Wait,
myself.
oh, on
Oh
yourself.
no,
I'm
on the
like,
client. No, on myself. It's been a long time. Oh yeah, I'm not a good peeler.
I love peels for my skin.
I just like I'm such a picker. It puts me in bad habits.
Yeah, that's fair. There's some people, like I have a friend, she's like, I would peel my face if I did that. So it's like, okay, we will Never do a peel on you ever.
Yep. Okay, last one. What are your favorite accounts that you follow?
That is such a cute question.
I think so too.
Let me pull up my IGs because I want to make sure I get all of the names right.
Oh my gosh, there's just so many. There are so many.
I know.
Let's see. What's your top one? The first one that comes to your mind.
Honestly, you're one of them.
Oh,
TBH.
likewise.
But that's an obvious answer,
Yeah,
so.
we love each other.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're scrolling through our phones. We have lots of
It's
them.
hard to pick. And honestly, like, I've been off of social media a lot anyways.
Yeah.
And so, I like
Gosh.
haven't been keeping up.
Yeah. Of course, I obviously love my team. Love all my local girlfriends over here. There are lots of girls that I've done trainings with hair scans that I feel like I've gotten really close to because during our trainings, we get really deep about what has led us to incorporate this. And so I love following those trainee girls that I've worked with so much. But I have to shout out one of my girls, Ellie. She's the Look Skin and Wellness on Instagram. Like literally when I think about her, I like want to cry. I just am so proud of her and the growth that she's had over the last several years, but especially in the last several months, I think she's so open about her past with like addiction and recovery and just now in a season of her life where she's just trying to overcome a lot of her own battles, like mental health battles. And it's so inspiring. And she's finding a relationship with God and the universe that she's never had before and sharing about it. So it's so cool. I love following her. She's definitely towards the top of my list of people that I love to interact with and follow on social media. Of course, Cessia, CC Skin Studio is another local gal that I really connect with a lot, and I look up to her. She's a very well-seasoned esthetician and continues to motivate me and inspire me daily. I mean, here you can if you want to
No,
start
you're good.
sharing some more. There's just so many.
There are. I will say too, Cessia is one of mine as well. She could tell me anything and I believe it. She is
Yeah.
just such a wealth of knowledge, truly. She's an amazing esthetician and I look up to her as well. She is so knowledgeable. You can tell she really is passionate and puts in the work to educate herself and her clients. And so I really look up to her as well. Her account is one of my favorites. I also really look up to my girl Tess Solly.
Oh, yes. Did she just get her nose done?
Yes,
I'm
she
so happy for
did.
her.
She is so cute. I love her. And she's also, I put her in the same category as Cessia. She is so knowledgeable. You can tell she really worked so hard to educate herself and try to understand the skin, and she's also really big about like fueling your body in a healthy way. And I love following her, and she does virtuals, a lot of virtual clients, and it's really cool to see the success she gets just virtually. And she posts a lot of great educational graphics and information. And so Tess is someone that I absolutely love to follow as well.
Okay, another one I have to mention is Mallory Miles.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have followed her. I wonder if I can see how many years I've followed her. Let's see about this account. Dang, where does it show how long I've followed someone?
Does this say that?
I think it should see shared activity. Okay, I started following Mallory, November 2021.
Wow.
That's so long ago. That was like 4 years ago. So I have to give a big shout out to the OG girls that I've followed for so long and just the ones that really inspired me in this industry to get started and learn and grow. So many. Gosh, I think we could keep going for an hour,
I
list
know.
everyone.
I'm gonna say one more before, even though I could also keep going. Another one I love is our King Michael Rosano. His content, I love how he mixes humor with education, and the way he explains things,
It's a talent.
it makes sense in my brain, because like I've gotten on and tried to make videos for my social similar to him, and I just cannot explain things as well as he can. He has such a gift for explaining things to help the masses understand, and I've learned a lot from him and his educational videos, and his videos make me laugh. He's so funny.
They are comical. Like, I literally will bust up laughing because he always stitches it with like a semi-inappropriate something, and it's so hilarious.
Get this man an Oscar,
Literally.
truly.
That's pretty much what he did at the freaking Skin Games.
I know. He did so good at the Skin Games. So, yeah, there's so many amazing estheticians in this industry. And honestly, I would love to hear who you guys like to follow if you want to share accounts to our socials.
Well, we love you guys and we're back. We're here to help you guys in any way and support you and love on you. And we will be seeing you guys in Vegas. Message us, tell us if you're going. But that's all we have for today's episode. We will see you guys next time, whenever that is that we record. We will be having some plastic surgeons on here in the near future. So they're the ones that we went to for our breasts and our noses. Well, not both of us, but none
My
of
God,
each.
yeah, Dr. Greiner and Dr. Guilfoyle, they worked together at Peak Plastics, where we both got our surgeries done. And so we just adore them so much. They're amazing. So we want to have them join us on our podcast, and they agreed to. And so we're still trying to figure out dates to have them on. So we will do a question box for your plastic surgery questions. We're going to have them on separately so we can have Dr. Guilfoyle. He mostly does body, correct?
Yeah, he does a lot of like boobs.
Yeah, he's our boob guy. And then Dr. Greiner, he does a lot of face. He did my nose and chin. And so we'll have him on as well. And so we'll do question boxes for each of our doctors. And so that way you guys can ask questions that we can discuss when we have them on the podcast.
Yeah, well, we love you guys, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye,
Bye.
guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.